Blog Talk Radio.
What else? I want the team to be great.
Make some noise in here!
Cool hands, the final say.
Jehovah has the final say.
Final say.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Reverend Lamar Townsend, Global Gospel, and we are here with you on this Sunday afternoon. It is the 1 p.m. hour, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. But on today, in light of all that's going on around the world, amongst our family, our friends, our neighbors, we are just going to share with you just for a few minutes, perhaps not the whole entire hour, just a few minutes just to give you a word of encouragement, just to share with you in this time and this season, because there is so much going on and people are losing hope. They are losing faith. They are many people are even losing their minds. But we just came to encourage you on this Sunday afternoon to hold on to God, hold on to his words, hold on to his promises. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And so we want you to know that God has an expected end for each and every one of us. And certainly we have to stand on God's word. And as I said yesterday, fear not. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound sound mind. And so we do have a special two special people that will be joining us on this Saturday afternoon. And I do have my guests here with us in studio. First guest is here. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. God bless you.
Okay. We have with us Elder Jay Nixon. Amen.
Yes.
This world-renowned singer, preacher, musician. So we're excited to have you share with us just this few minutes in these troubling times that we live in. How are you today, sir?
I'm blessed, man. I'm really doing well.
Amen. We thank God for that. So I just yesterday I saw a post and you put up a song, and I'll let you tell the listeners a little about that. But the job of the preacher is to preach us through our situations, and the job of the musician, songwriter, has the task of encouraging people in difficult times. And so tell us, Elder, how did we get to this post? Tell us about the post yesterday.
The post, the song that I wrote, I Will Endure, came about maybe about good 15 years ago. I was sitting in Brown Memorial Baptist Church where I was the minister of music, and I was going through something at that time in my life, and the Lord dropped the song in my spirit, and I just began to play it. And so it's so ironic that my friend, one of my musicians, he's my main musician of my group at the time, he came to the church, and I said, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this new song that I wrote. And he said, nah, you gotta put that out. You gotta do something with that. He said, This is unbelievable. And I said, all right. So he said, well, let's go Sunday night, and we'll go to a place where they're gonna have a whole lot of people, and see the whole setting. And I took the song, and I went there, and I got on the stage to sing the song. I sang the song as a solo, and it was supposed to be an R&B setting, which I didn't know there was an R&B setting, but it was a setting. And I sang the song, but it encouraged so much until people left there, rejoicing and just praising God and lifting up God. It was a total new atmosphere. It was unbelievable. And I said, you know, I'm going to do something with the song. But then when I dismantled the group, I said, well, I got to do something with the song. Pastor Wright, I've always worked with Timothy Wright. Me and Tim,
yes.
Well, Tim is like my mentor, you know, and I always work with Tim. And David was having his live recording, and he asked me to write a song for the live recording. I said, well, I have a song. And I did I Will Endure. And the first night of rehearsal was explosive, you know. And that really was a song that was birthed. And it's an encouragement. And it really, to be honest with you, it's a prophetic song for me, period, because not knowing that I was going to go through what I went through after that song was done. You know, most of the songs that you write these days, somehow or another, you find a way that you're going to go through it, or you're going to be singing it some way to get you through it. You know, it's
right.
Like a help, you know. And this was a song that really helped me get through what I was going through.
Amen.
But I encourage everybody, even to this day, because this is unbelievable. This the coronavirus is
yes.
Unbelievable. I can't lie to you. I'm so baffled with it, you know. And but I know God is still in control. And my son just finished writing a song called "Hold On," and. He just released his new single, Hold On. And I said, wow, you know, it just coincide with I Will Endure, you know. And I played it for somebody the other day, and I said, well, let me really just introduce it to Facebook, you know. Endure this. We're going to deal with this. It's strong. It's hard. It's a difficult task, but we will endure it, especially when you're not going to church and you're not able to go to church. And then they're telling you that you can't have church or you can't, you know, it's just, that's difficult. That's
mm-hmm.
very difficult. You know, being a man that I was in church all my life, I've been in church all my life. I've been going to church every Sunday all my life, and not to be in church today was rough. And today is like, on Sundays, I normally see my family. You know, I see my grandchildren, and this is what makes it so difficult. You know, I normally see my grandchildren, and, you know, we all get together as a family every Sunday. You know, this Sunday, this wasn't going to happen, you know. And I needed a song that said, I will endure this. And it says, I will endure the test. I will endure the things that I'm going through. Oh, yes, I will endure. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to endure this. We're going to get through this. I know we are. You know, I believe that we as people of God, going to get through this. This coronavirus is not going to beat us. Hello?
I will endure. Crying all night long, wondering how long it will be. Sometimes feeling alone, through this test I must complete. I'll stand on his word and never leave and go astray. I promise God I won't fail. Through the storm I will prevail. I won't let this pain get to me, for in Jesus' name I've got victory. For I'll stand, I will endure. Oh,
I will endure the test.
Every trial, every situation, I will endure.
I will.
rising is in view. No matter what I'm going through, I lift my voice up in praise. No matter how dark the day, I tell doubt there is no room, for I know I'm coming out real soon. So I'll stand, I will endure.
Sharing with us, I will endure, and that is encouragement to the body of Christ today, to the believer,
yes,
the unbeliever, certainly that God will see us through. And the preacher in me says, endure hardness as a
yes,
good
sir.
Soldier.
All as right? a good soldier. That's right.
So we thank you for sharing with us, and we're going to have you back time as well. We're going to talk some more about music, and what my song is, Rain, and
it's coming out this year.
all right, so we have
coming out this year. We're talking about it now, and we're getting ready to put it all together this year.
Okay, right. And so what we're going to do is we are here today for a special prayer, and I did want to share I Will Endure, but I have Elder Michael Smith is in studio with us. And so what
okay.
I'm going to do, you can stay with us, or I don't know what your schedule is, but I'm going to end with He Will Make It All Right. And so
okay.
I believe that's a flashback that's going to take us back. But God bless you.
God bless
Elder
you, man.
Elder Smith.
God bless you, Elder Smith.
God bless.
Thank How you are you today, this, sir?
I'm doing well, doing well. God is good, and I'm glad for this opportunity to intercede on the behalf of many in this tumultuous time.
Well, we thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on today, and we've having some, just want our listeners to know and you all to know that we're having some technical difficulties right now. I think everybody is online right now. So it's causing a little bit of a problem. But Elder Smith, we just know there's so much going on around the world, around the globe, in every country, every nation, every city, every family is being affected by this. And certainly, we just want you to just pray right now and intercede on behalf of our churches, our families, our friends, our neighbors, those that are in the hospitals, those that are in prison. So many people cannot get out right now. And so people are afraid to get out, and fear has gripped the hearts of the people. And so we ask now that you just share with us what God has given you in this hour. God bless you.
Thank you. Let us look to the Lord, our God and our Father. Before we ask you for anything, we just want to say thank you. Lord, your word declares in all things that we give you thanks. We thank you that you are our God and our Father. We thank you that we can pray with confidence, that your word declares that if we pray anything according to your will, that you hear us. And we thank you, God, that even thy Holy Spirit, that gives us the confidence to pray and to give us the assurance that you hear us. We ask your God, as we intercede, that you would keep us, because, Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress, sustain us and support us, the anxious and the fearful. Lord, I ask you to lift us up for all those who are brought down low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, you taught us to love our neighbor and to care for those in need as if we were caring for you. In this time of great anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend for the sick, and to assure the isolated of your love and your joy. Father, you are the God of compassion. Be close to those who are ill and afraid and in isolation in their loneliness, and be their consolation, Lord. Lord, touch them and help them in their anxiety. Be their hope in darkness. Be their light to him who suffered alone on the cross. But Father, we ask you, those that are ill, that you also merciful, that we entrust you into their care. Those who are ill or in pain, O God, even beyond the coronavirus, there are so many that are in trouble, O God. We ask you to look upon them, knowing that wherever there's dangers and there's threats, your everlasting arms can reach them. Hold them safe, O God. Comfort and heal them. Restore them to health and strength through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the hospital staff and medical researchers. Gracious God, give them skill and sympathy and resilience to all those who are caring for the sick. And give them wisdom, O God, to those who are searching for a cure. I ask you, O God, that you would strengthen them by your Spirit, that through their work, that they will be restored to health. God, we pray for those especially who are ill and isolated, O God. Lord, help them to trust you. Help them, Lord, to know that you are with them. Help them to know that you believe, that they will believe that nothing can separate them from your love. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ. Let us remember, O God, that we are not people of fear, but we are people of courage. Father, I ask you, O God, that we be reminded even in this time that we are not, that we are people protected by you, not of our own safety, but through you, O God. We are the people of your pasture, O God. We're not people of greed, but we're people of generosity, that we are your people, O God, that we are giving people and loving people, and that wherever there is darkness, that we bring light, and where there's despair, we bring hope, that we are the arms of Christ, O God, that we will bring love where there's hate, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the church at large, O God, that we will remember, even in this time, that we are not the building, but we are a collective body of baptized believers. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, that even in this time that people are continuing to be generous to the work of the ministry, that they will not forsake them for assembling themselves even in their home, even like in the early church, O God. I pray, O God, a special blessing for pastors who are in difficult situations, wear the clothes and not the clothes. No matter what situations or whatever the precautions they may take or decisions they make, they'll be criticized. Help them, God, to be confident in you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will be confident in what you have given them. Give them direction, God. We pray for our leaders, our governors, our mayors, our president, O God. Your word declares that we should pray for all those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray for wisdom for our governmental leaders, that they will have an ear that is open to sound counsel, and that they will turn a deaf ear to unsound counsel, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray even now for our brother Lamar here, that you have given him the vision for this radio show. Continue to encourage his heart, O God. Give him new and innovative ideas, O God. Help him as he spreads the gospel through this medium. Encourage his heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let him hear your spirit even so, O God, that he will not confuse your voice with another. And even all those here now under the sound of my voice, encourage them that they will be a beacon of light and hope, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will have your way even in our homes, that we will use this time wisely, a time of building ourselves up on our most holy faith. And we praise you in advance for the great things you're doing. We thank you for the revelation, the ways you're making. Father, we thank you for the provision you have made for those who have lost means of employment. Father, we thank you that you're doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works through us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Smith, Michael Smith, for taking us to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. Thank you, Elder Smith. He is our Midwest connection. Amen. So we thank you for what God is doing in your life. Thank you, listeners, those that have shared with us and this hour. This hour that we certainly need to pray. And certainly we thank you, Elder J. Nixon, New York's very own gospel recording artist, for sharing with us, "I Will Endure." And certainly we're going to hear more from Elder Nixon in the upcoming days. We're going to hear more from Elder Smith in the upcoming days. And those that missed out on prayer, those that missed out on the message and the song, we want you, when we conclude this in just a few minutes, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly when you get down and out, you can listen to the song and you can listen to the prayer of faith. And certainly at these times like this, the only thing that we can lean on is prayer and our connection to a holy and righteous God. So again, thank you, Elder Nixon. Thank you, Elder Smith. God bless you. God bless your lives, your ministries, and your families. And as I said, I am going to close. If it's been interesting, and we started out by saying I have no reason to fear. And yesterday I tried to play that, but the devil or something just wouldn't let me play that song. But this is it. I'm a witness. He will make it all right. Be encouraged on this Sunday afternoon as we start out the week that no matter what happens, good, bad, or ugly, he will make it all right. God bless you, and join us again at Global Gospel. The links are on Facebook, Twitter, and
he will.
I do have a caller. I don't want to conclude yet. We do have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes, how you doing? This is your cousin calling from Atlanta, Georgia, sir.
Okay, which cousin is that?
That's Warren J. Townsend, your dad's brother's son.
God bless you, Minister Elder Warren J. Townsend. Thank you for sharing with us on this afternoon. We had Elder Smith prayed, and Elder Nixon joined in with us. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners, encouragement on today?
Oh, I would tell them, like our pastor was talking about the rain, and he said this is going to be a time for the church to rise up during this crisis that America's going through. And this is going to be the time for the church to reign and show that in Christ is. And like one time I heard great Pastor Taffy Dollar said, let people know there's profit in serving God. So this is a good time for the world. The world is looking at us right now to see if our faith is real, to see if what we believe is real. So we can show them that, listen, of course you can go through trying times, you can have hard times, but God, our Heavenly Father, is with you. Jesus, Yeshua is with you, and the Holy Spirit is with you. You go through tough times, but God definitely bring you out. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen. Thank you. Did I hear amen in the background?
Yes, you heard an amen in the background.
Okay.
God, and it's just like, I'm a living witness that, you know, the Lord is a healer. Like I share with you and I share with your viewers, like 2 years ago, my wife went through a very tough situation in her body where her kidneys were shut down, and they said one of the nurses said she wouldn't live, and then she got a little bit in the hospital, and the doctor said she wouldn't walk for 2 years. Well, she's been walking for the last year and a half. She's still healing, and we still do the natural things. You still, because the Bible says faith without works is dead, or like Dr. Creflo Dollar said, faith without corresponding action is dead. So we still do the right thing. She eat right, cut down the salt a little bit, still go to dialysis and do the necessary things right. But make sure, like Pastor Joseph Prince say, put God first and put prayer first and put the supernatural first and do the natural things. And like I said, and the doctor saying that her case was so remarkable, he's going to use her for a case study in Europe. So God is just really is a healer, and he's still doing miracles.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Townsend and Sister Townsend, for joining with Global Gospel. And certainly we will hear more from them in the near future as well. Their testimony a little more in depth of what God has done in their life. Our number, 619-924-0800. I'm going to say it like we used to say back in the day in testimony service. I don't want to cut anybody off. So if you feel led to call in, I will give you just a few more minutes, 619-924-0800. Call in and let us know that you are listening, and certainly let us know, let the listeners know that God is still moving in this season. Amen. I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
I'm a witness. He will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I'm a witness.
He will. Yes, he will. Yeah. There's no problem too hard for my God.
I'm away.
same for you.